Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. It's March 18th, 2014. We are live here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And if you miss a portion of the program or would like to hear any of our programs, we have every one of them that we have done over the last 3 years archived at buckmastershow.com. We will get things rolling with our Arizona Water Quarterly with David Modier. Mr. Modier heads up the Central Arizona Project. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, a gentleman who came in with a big smile on his face, and when certified financial planner Shelley Fishman shows up here in studio with a smile, that usually translates to a pretty halfway decent day on the market, and we'll find out from Shell in a few minutes. Then the results of a new report. What is needed to pull many area women out of poverty? We'll have the latest on that at about half past the hour. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, which is presented by Fox Tucson Theater. And once a quarter here on the Buckmaster Show, we do focus on Arizona's most important, I believe it's the most important resource, and that is water. Arizona Water Quarterly, presented by Central Arizona Project. Your water, your future. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, David Modier. Mr. Modier is the former head of Tucson Water. He is now general manager of the Central Arizona Project based in Phoenix. David, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well, Bill. Glad to be able to talk with you again.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and of course, the situation with the Colorado River water it's been in the news, what's going on in California, but why don't we begin with what is the status of the river, and are we looking at a shortage in the next couple of years?
Well, I think the status of the river is continuing to show decline, and the original forecast this year in last fall out of the Bureau of Reclamation was that we'd likely be seeing a shortage in 2016. However, I think current conditions on the precipitation patterns so far this winter in the upper Colorado indicate that we're about somewhere between 110 and 114% of normal for snowpack, and so we're probably looking at more likely that there would be a shortage declared in 2017, unless there were substantial increases in precipitation that might alter that. But it doesn't look like it will.
David, has there ever been a shortage declared on the Colorado River? And what are the impacts? What are we talking about when that happens?
Well, no, there's never been a shortage declared on the river. And in fact, the shortage criteria that set up the mechanism for a shortage to be declared in deliveries was only accomplished through the agreements that were achieved in the year 2007 and signed off in the Secretary of Interior during that year. The impacts are significant in the declaration of a shortage, particularly to Arizona. We take the brunt of the shortage, although there are some shortage shared by the country of Mexico and by Las Vegas area. However, the bulk of that shortage comes out of Arizona, because we're the junior priority water rights user along the Colorado. But the good thing in the issue is that there is enough, what we call excess water, that the cities and industries and Native American tribes that rely so heavily on CAP water and all the higher priority users probably will not see an impact from the shortage until probably maybe 10 to 15 years from now, if the shortage would continue, because of that large pool of excess water. And that excess water is really water that is under contract to cities and tribes, but has not yet been utilized by those entities because there's no need to use it, no growth that has gotten into the point where they would need to use that water supply. So our cities and industries and tribes are probably in good shape for right now, but certainly the longer this drought continues and the longer the stage of a shortage continues, eventually it will impact our cities and tribes.
And we're hearing about California, the water shortage there. It's all, of course, related to what we have been in, this drought here in Arizona, which some say is going on well over a decade now. So how does California affect water in Arizona?
Well, the conditions in California, as you can well imagine, are different than here. There's water supplies that come from both the Colorado and from the Sierra are more greatly impacted by the very low precipitation that California is experiencing in its Sierra Mountains. But because of that, the Southern California area, particularly Metropolitan Water District, will use more water than they would normally. They have stored water and left it in Lake Mead rather than using it because they've relied quite a bit on their Northern California supplies. As those diminish greatly or, in fact, may go away for a time being, they're going to go and be taking some of that stored water out of Lake Mead, which will lower the levels of water in Lake Mead. Why they can still do that, they will do that. They cannot take water out of Lake Mead if taking that water out would result in a shortage being declared. So there are some limitations there, but the drought in California definitely means that the Southern Californians need to find additional water sources other places or enact more stringent water conservation measures as the drought continues.
What has the Central Arizona Project been doing to accommodate the growing population in the Southwest?
Well, I think that Central Arizona Project and the state of Arizona in general in our service territory from Phoenix to Tucson has been very active in conservation measures over the years. We don't use any more water today than we did in the 1950s in total, yet we've probably doubled or tripled our population. We've stored a lot of water. A lot of this water that I talked about has been excess water, has also been stored in the ground in recharge facilities. Some are in the Tucson area, as well as some that have been agricultural has left groundwater in the ground while using that excess water for agricultural purposes. We've also been working very aggressively with the other states, California, Nevada, and the upper basin states, to try to find ways to save water in Lake Mead. The most important thing we can do is avoid going into shortage. And if we can find ways to reduce our utilization of water out of Lake Mead, then we can certainly forestall the imposition of the criteria for a shortage. And those are some of the areas we're really looking at in the immediate nature. It may be paying people to fallow land, farmland, whether it's in the upper basin or in the lower basin states, or do some efficiency projects like operating the humid desalter plant or an alternative to that. All of these, while not huge in their own right, when you add them all together, we can save enough water that we can keep us from going into a shortage. And that's our main objective right now, is to try to find ways to avoid the ultimate, which is the shortage and a longer duration shortage.
David Modier is with us from the Central Arizona Project. David, we've been hearing about these two pipelines that are proposed bringing CAP water further south into Green Valley. What is the CAP's position on that? Could you kind of recap that for us?
Sure. We're very much supportive of projects that have rights to use Colorado River water through either a subcontract or an agreement to offset groundwater pumping by utilizing their rights to agricultural water, which is a lower priority water. We're very much supportive of that, but we're also mindful of the fact that we are a federal agency type of system that was built by the federal government, and everyone has contracts with the federal government like Community Water in Green Valley, so that we are not going to be able to be discriminatory. In other words, to allow one entity to use parts of our system that we have been had paid for by all of our customers to the exclusion of another. So we're supportive of both of these projects, both of these pipelines, but both of them are equal to each other and must be treated in that same fashion.
David, we're quickly running out of time, and I wanted to get an update. We've talked in our sessions before about the Environmental Protection Agency decision on emissions, the nitrogen emissions, specifically from the Navajo Generating Station, which provides so much of the CAP's power. What's the latest on that?
Well, the public comment period for everyone but the Hopi tribe closed on January 6th. The comment period for the Hopi tribe was extended into March. So the actual deliberations about what the final rule will be probably can't begin until the closure of that. And I think that's maybe later this week when it closes, or early next week for the Hopi tribe. We're hopeful that the TWIG agreement that we've talked about in the past amongst a variety of parties that the EPA has accepted as an alternative will be the one they settle on. We do know they've had almost 75,000 comments filed with the EPA on this, but the good thing, or a positive thing, in the fact that they don't have to go through 75,000 comments, that over 60,000 comments were submitted by several parties, one being the Sierra Club at about 35,000 comments, and another environmental organization which submitted almost 30,000 kind of form letter comments. So we're hoping that the balance of the comments will allow the EPA to review those and issue a final ruling sometime in either late July or the very first part of August.
David Modier, thank you very much for bringing us up to date as part of our Arizona Water Quarterly Series. David, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Glad to join you.
Thank you. David Modier, the general manager of the Central Arizona Project based in Phoenix. The Arizona Water Quarterly is presented by the CAP. Your water, your future.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. You're preparing for a long trip over to China. Had you been to China before?
I have not been to China, not to mainland. And I'm really looking forward to this for a lot of reasons, some of them professional.
Some professional, because let's face it, so much of the centerpiece of the world economy is China.
Well, it's the number two economy in the world right now.
You know, we'll get back to China in a minute, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Russia. The reaction from the Russian stock market on Monday that the sanctions weren't going to be as stringent as some had feared in Russia sent our markets upward, and we're still feeling a little of that today.
Well, we are. Yeah. The model has changed, Bill. You know, this is a very exciting time for an economist because the whole paradigm of what economies are like has changed in an unpredictable way. You know, back 100 years ago, and communism and socialism was emerging, I mean, that was also kind of an exciting time. I'm not suggesting that it was the right thing or a good thing, but it was society, industrialized society, trying to accommodate the needs of an economy and figure out ways to adjust the social contract such that the economy could serve the society and vice versa. That changed with the fall of the Soviet Union in a way that I don't think anybody predicted. What we've seen now is that economies are going away from the socialism model because it hasn't worked, but into a model where the state's priorities tend to drive the priorities of the major corporations in those countries. And it's not the countries necessarily limited to the ones that you'd suspect, like China or Russia, where certainly that exists. It's companies like it's countries like the Scandinavian countries and some of the European countries, where there is a degree of priority set not by the stockholders or the needs of the market, but by the needs of the country in which that the company does business. That changes geopolitical norms and for instance, the way something like imposing sanctions on a country like Russia, how does that affect the people there, the people who lead the economy? And the answer is, what they got from us was relieving to them because it was focused on them personally rather than focused against their companies. And their companies' priorities are so driven by the priorities of the political world that they live in that at least this first go-around, this new reality was relieving both to our stocks and our industries, and also to those in Russia. Now, that would argue that this is not going to be a very effective way of dealing with the problem in Crimea and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But this new reality is one in which we really haven't had to deal with it before. Nobody predicted this kind of situation. What we predicted was a blending of companies between countries, and we've seen that with Italy and the United States. We've seen mergers and acquisitions where it's hard to know anymore where a company, at least in the industrialized West, where those companies reside and where their loyalties are to. And so what we get is that their loyalties are to their markets and their loyalties are to their owners. In the case of state-supported and state-driven economies, the loyalties have to be on one side, of course, to the markets. But on the other side, it's also to the politics that are driving the priorities in those countries. That's a very different paradigm, a different model, and a difficult one for us to deal with because our heads don't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, when we hear communist, we don't think capitalist. But this way, with China and to a certain extent Russia, there's been this blending.
Well, it's not communism. It's not socialism.
No.
It's not state-owned, but it's very much, to a degree, state-controlled. You know, Ian Bremmer talks about this in a book he wrote in 2003. It's the whole idea that the economy is so integrated with the political reality that it's difficult to separate those things. And so if you think of a company as having kind of two ends, it's got the production end, and the production end of a Chinese company looks a lot like the production end of a U.S. company. It runs factories, it does marketing, it distributes product, it buys raw materials. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, the input of one raw material, namely capital, is very, very different. We have trillions of dollars invested around the world. We as a country and also our financial markets, we are so heavily invested in Russia that the idea that we might threaten the Russian economy would have immediate impact on the U.S. economy. I mean, I saw some, I think it was this morning, that PIMCO, one of the world's largest, in fact, the world's largest fixed income bond company, bond fund company, has I'm not remembering it correctly, but it was a staggeringly high multi-billion dollar, maybe multi-hundreds of billions of dollars invested in Russia. And we talk about Chinese government investment in U.S. treasuries, but there's also tremendous U.S. Private investments in Chinese companies because these companies need funding. The integration is so tremendous that, learning how to work the fallout from that integration in a geopolitical sense is something I think that we're in the infant stages of. And, saber rattling isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. Traditional sanctions may not work. We have to find something else. And for somebody like me kind of watching this roll out, there's something very exciting about it. And one of the reasons I'm looking forward to spending some time in Shanghai and Beijing and Hong Kong.
And the Chinese economy has actually taken a little bit of a dip, right?
Well, it's slowed down. It hasn't taken a
dip.
It's slowed down from 12% down to about 7.5%. We'd be happy to be at 7.5%. But it has changed to a great extent. Again, when you have the second largest economy in the world slowing down even 1 or 1.5 or 2%, That affects commodities around the world. It affects markets around the world. And we've seen that slowdown have an effect on the price, for instance, of metals, of copper, of silver, of gold, certainly of consumables like you know, crop products in Africa. So that when an economy that large, you know, burps or sneezes, we all kind of catch a cold.
All right, Shelley, we hope you have a fantastic trip over to China. And in the meantime, where can people get a hold of you?
Well, people can get a hold of me at 520-940-084 is my cell number. But the best way is on the Buckmaster Show website.
Com.
And send me an email. Guess what? I'll have email in China.
There you go. You'll be responding to email even over in China. Have a great and a safe trip. Thanks, Shelley.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah. Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at exactly 12:35 right now on our Tuesday afternoon. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. If you haven't been over there, it's a great part of the Southwest and the southwestern portion of New Mexico. Elevation around 6,000 feet, so this time of year with spring, the mountain wildflowers are coming up, and there's so much to do, so much hiking and art in the area of historic Silver City. Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org is the place to go for the full listing of things to do and places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon, southwestnewmexico.org. A new report titled Supporting Arizona Women's Economic Self-Sufficiency shows that providing affordable child care to women and high-quality early education to young children are the best ways to help Tucson out of its current economic slump. Joining me in studio, Laura Penny is with me. Laura is Executive Director of the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona, which requested this study be done, along with the Phoenix-based Arizona Foundation for Women. Laura, good to see you.
Great to be back.
It is really shocking. More than half a million of Arizona's women are poor, and if you had to put, as you said in a recent op-ed piece with Kelly Fryer in the Arizona Daily Star, if you had to put a face on the face of poverty in Arizona, it would be?
Female. And specifically, it would be a single-parent household headed by a woman.
Two-thirds of American adult women are in poverty. That's pretty shocking.
It's really almost singularly attributable for younger women to the fact that they may be left raising children single-handedly.
Let's go over some of the things that were pointed out in the study. What were some of the high points?
Well, what we did, 2 years ago, we did a study that looked at how much it costs a family to get by. Mind you, the poverty level is a very low bar. And just because you exceed the poverty level as defined by the federal government doesn't mean you're not poor. You're still desperately poor. But that's the bar they use. So we looked at what it really costs a family to get by. It was quite a bit more than the poverty level. And so then we asked ourselves, what can Arizona do to help women become economically self-sufficient? And we looked at 17 different programs that are either state-funded or state-administered, and we looked at how effective they were over the past 5 years. Now, the past 5 years, we were in the worst economy since the Depression.
Yes, we've heard that.
And everybody tightened their belt. you know, families did it, businesses did it, government did it, and understandably there were cutbacks at the state level. Now that the economy is recovering, we wanted to know what was the smartest investment of public funds to help women achieve economic self-sufficiency. And what we found is that early childhood education and subsidized childcare, both programs of which were totally frozen, eliminated during the recession, are two of the most effective ways. In fact, depending on which Nobel Prize economist you read, it offers a $10 or $11 return on investment.
Well, let's face it, it's essential that a woman, if she wants to get in the workplace and do better, she's got kids at home, there has to be something as far as taking care of the kids with child care. And that child care has to be something she can afford. That's kind of the bottom line, isn't it?
Absolutely. And with child care costing, you know, $500 or more per month per child, that gets pricey pretty quickly.
Where does education play in this?
Well, obviously, the more educated a person is, male or female, the less likely they are to lose a job and also to live in poverty. One of the other things we found is that full-day kindergarten, which also was defunded by the legislature, not only gives kids a boost in education, it again allows moms to go out and hold down a job because they don't have to meet a school bus at noon. You know, women are less likely to continue their education if they have children early. That's why one of the positive findings from our report is that teen pregnancy rates have gone down. So that's a really good piece of news that came out of this research.
Laura Penny is with us. Laura is the executive director of the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona. And the road to improving all of our lives here in Tucson really is to lift these people up, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's more than that. We have this horrible situation with Child Protective Services. And research over and over and over again shows that subsidized child care and early childhood education are preventative for child neglect and child abuse. And, you know, you can connect the dots on that one pretty easily. And so rather than putting money into the back end when children have been neglected and have to be removed from families, we think this is a wise upfront investment. And we're encouraging the legislature to consider restoring funding to these programs in this budget. The budget they released yesterday does not do that. So we are hoping that a chorus of voices, I mean, this is something that Children's Action Alliance has talked about for years, but now we're saying it's good for women. And the Arizona Town Hall last year, a very respected group, said these are two programs the legislature needs to fund.
Well, it just that figure just jumps out at you, the finding that close to 79% of single-parent families headed by women live in poverty. Were you even surprised that that number was that high?
Yes.
That's pretty
astounding.
It's
breathtaking.
It really is. I mean, it's and you have to at some point, the critical question is how to ensure that the children will grow up to be productive, upstanding citizens who continue to contribute to society, and then most importantly, to break their family cycle of poverty.
And you know what? That's a great point. We know that poverty is generational. And if kids see their parents going to work every day or going back to school to finish their education, you know, that's important role modeling for those children. And they are more likely to complete their education.
And one other thing, the survey, there were a couple of important points that women still are really kind of mired in low-paying jobs. The pay wage is still quite low.
Women, yes, still earn less than men for comparable jobs. It's interesting, in Arizona, the pay gap between men and women is less than it is nationally. That's not because women are doing so well. It's because even men in Arizona are poorly paid as compared to the rest of the country.
Low-wage state, unfortunately. All right, Laura Penny, thank you very much. Do you have more information that folks can go to your website? Would that be the place to do it, or what?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's womengiving.org, and a full research report is posted on our website.
Laura, thanks for coming by the studio. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Lily Tomlin for an evening of fun and side-splitting laughter on Sunday, March 23rd. Lily Tomlin, a Grammy, Tony, and Emmy Award winner. Boy, she's got all the awards there. Yeah. Delivers a high-energy show filled with lots of comedy and, of course, wit about the human condition. See the unique comic artistry of Lily Tomlin and her timeless cast of characters. We all know those characters, Ernestine, Mrs. Beasley, all of them at the Fox. Visit foxtucson.com for tickets to see Lily Tomlin March 23rd and for more information on the Hot Club of San Francisco's Cinema Vivant show on Saturday, March 22nd. Let's welcome Linda Ray now to the Buckmaster Show. Linda, how are you?
I'm great. It's such a busy weekend, Linda, Lily Tomlin is performing.
So much going on. And of course, you are very busy in getting it all listed in the Tucson Weekly, but we've got dance to talk about.
I know. I'm so excited about this. Sometimes we go through weeks and weeks without any, and now we have two amazing performances. The Artifact Dance Project is doing an original choreography dance production called Speak Easy. Two words, Speak Easy. Mm-hmm. And it's been scored by local jazz musicians Chris Black, who also has an orchestra that we talked about last week, and Naima Moore. It's being staged from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, March 21st and 22nd, and from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun. Something original right here in town.
It is, and it will be at the UA Stevie Eller Dance Theater, which is a very nice venue.
It
kind
looks
of
like
intimate
it's dancing,
there, and
that building.
Good graphics, yeah. and nice lines of sight and all that stuff. UA Presents Dance as well.
Right. Now, this is exciting, too. This is all very well-known American choreographers. Jerome Robbins, Stanton Welch, Twyla Tharp. Their work is going to be performed by the Joffrey Ballet, and that's going to be on the 23rd at 7 p.m. At UA Centennial Hall. And we all know where that is, right there on University Boulevard. Go to uapresents.org for tickets and for more information. So I would say, you know, you go Friday to Artifact and Saturday to the music performance at the Fox and Sunday to see Lily Tomlin.
Great weekend
all
for,
wrapped up.
Weekend for dance especially.
Right. And between now and then, you can go see the Museum of Contemporary Art for free.
MoCA. Free admission, huh?
Right. It's free admission. You know, it surprises me how many people have never yet been there. It's in the old firehouse, which enables them to have enormous works in there, which they do from time to time. It's just west of the police station and immediately across the street east from the TCC. But what's there now is Floating World. It's a retrospective of work by, I know I'm going to mispronounce her name, is Nina Chappi. It's video work and installations. It's very uplifting. It's fluid. Everything is kind of lilting and fluid.
So this might be a great chance for those who have not been to the Museum of Modern Museum of Contemporary Art, MoCA, to check it out because it's free, so they can kind of sample what's going on.
Right, and you can go out to their website and see the kinds of things that they have there. It's groundbreaking work most of the time.
I know you're excited about this next event, Live Theater Workshop.
Right. How would you describe this picture? I'm holding up a picture that's central to this whole play we're going to talk about.
Oh, kind of looks like maybe a piece of ceramic, like a dish with kind of an X on it and a
good
little circle in the middle.
I felt like we put a glass of Coca-Cola on it. This is a photograph. It's very well known as Photograph 51. It was taken by a graduate student who was working under a woman named Rosalind Franklin. In 1952, she was working on the structure of DNA. A Nobel Prize was awarded for discovering the structure of DNA, but it was not given to her. It was given to three guys who used her photograph. And therein hangs the entire intrigue and mystery and drama of Photograph 51, which is the name of a play that is closing at the end of this week. So now's the time for all the scientists in town. And I know you are legion out there, but if you haven't seen it, you will love this play. The show times are 7:30 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday this weekend again. $16 to $18. Visit Live Theater Workshop. And everyone's spelling theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, livetheaterworkshop.org for reservations and more information. That's at the Live Theater Workshop on East Speedway.
That's 5317 East Speedway for folks who have not been out there. Linda Ray is with us. It's our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Who has a big birthday coming up the end of the month?
Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the Bach dynasty. Mm. It's coming up March 31st, and you can all celebrate with a free birthday concert at
Got a lot of freebies this week. This is great. Yeah.
This is at the Dove of Peace Lutheran Church. Dove of Peace Lutheran Church. They do this every year. There are musicians from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, the Tucson Chamber Artists. There'll be a guest harpsichord. Of course, there's no Bach without harpsichord. Guy Waitley from Phoenix. And birthday cake will be served.
It's reason enough to show up Saturday, March 22nd.
Right.
This Saturday, 2 in the afternoon. Free.
Free. And J.S. Bach makes another appearance when Musica Sonora plays the German concert. It's a program of German Baroque solo cantatas, sonatas, another work by Handel, Telemann, Quartz, two of the Bachs. But interestingly, I mean, not only is the music amazing, but it is played on antique instruments, period instruments.
Very cool.
Right. There's a Baroque flute, a harpsichord, a violoncello. Never heard of anything like that. But anyway, you can... That's at Grace St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Over by the Arizona Inn, that's if for folks that don't know that Episcopal Church. It's over on East Adams by the Inn. So that's Musica Sonora.
If you can't go this week, watch for them around town. They do a handful of performances, and they're well worth a visit.
So we also had, what's this Dancing Outlaw?
Well, I wanted to tell everyone about this new venue. It's called Exploded View Micro Cinema and Art Space. It's a teeny tiny space at the corner of Toole and 6th Avenue, and it is doing possibly the most innovative programming in town right now. This Dancing Outlaw is part of a series that's been depicting the culture of the South and the kinds of music it's generated in the modern age, particularly in the rock and folk rock realm. It's put together by Carl Haney, who many people locally know as a DJ, but he's also a film buff. It's part of his series called Extreme Southern Culture. Go see Exploded View Gallery, allrunword.org, and see about that film and all of the other things, the shows and films that are going on there.
You know, I go by this almost every day on the way to work. This French, the alliance of folks, well, the folks who really are kind of the French Francophiles. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
This might be kind of fun for folks that are into that Francophile literature in Morocco.
Right. This is interesting. It's going to be a lecture given in French.
Yeah.
But the PowerPoint presentation is going to be in English, so mm-hmm. those of us who don't know French can follow along. But I don't know that there are very many opportunities for people who are fluent in French to indulge
yeah,
in it,
I mean,
and
it's
participate
gonna be,
in
this
a
this sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. It's Thursday, a week from Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's free. And their offices for the, how do you pronounce that, Alliance Francaise of Tucson, 2130 North Alvernon. Linda, I can't believe it. We're already out of time.
Well, I'm so glad we got to the Francophone literature thing.
Yeah.
For people who remember, it's in the little house that used to belong to the Native Seed Search.
That's right.
Next to the botanical gardens. Right.
Linda, thank you very much.
It's been a joy.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, welcoming the Hot Club of San Francisco, performing Cinema Vivant on Saturday, March 22nd. Enjoy an evening of vintage silent film, accompanied by live gypsy swing that only Hot Club of San Francisco can deliver. Then on April 2nd, country music legends John Anderson and Tracy Lawrence present an intimate concert filled with their beloved songs. These platinum-selling singer-songwriters boast a huge collection of hits, including Straight Tequila Night, Seminole Wind, and Can't Break It to My Heart, all of their big hits. For tickets and more information to see Hot Club of San Francisco on March 22nd and John Anderson and Tracy Lawrence on April 2nd, call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Always a lot going on at the Fox Theater. Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Culligan. Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. It is that simple. All of our in-studio guests get a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Thank you, Culligan, for your support. Tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 right here on KVOA. Then Christy Simone in the Daily Double from 8 to 9, a new talk show. And on behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.